you really sure you'd rather go home tonight, baby? I'd feel so much better if you stayed here with me. You want to make your girlfriend happy, right? I always feel so worried when you drive home at this hour. There's all sorts of drunks out, not to mention the crazies that come out after dark. You could end up having an accident on your drive home, and I'd never even know you're in danger until it was too late. Aren't you going to check that? What if it was your real mommy? You shouldn't ignore the woman who raised you into such a fine, handsome young man. I'll still be here after you check. Oh, there's a power outage in your neighborhood? Oh, well, that settles it, sweetie. You're not going back there tonight. People in this city are crazy when there's anything wrong with the traffic lights. And there might be looters if the power is out for long enough. You're staying right here with me, safe and sound. No ifs, ands, or buts. Hey, did I not just say no buts? Would it make you feel better if I let you play with mine? All right, but you have to help me take off my big boots. There's an awful lot of buckles on these things. It's not easy maintaining the goth look, but I know how much my man likes it. While you're doing that, now go ahead and take off my dress. Just help me with a zip in the back first, will you? Yeah. And let's take it to the bedroom after. God, you're so easy. It's always precious how fast you get a boner just seeing me naked, especially when I lead you to my bed like this. I haven't even touched you yet, but you're pitching a major tent. Don't worry, sweetie. I'm gonna take care of that now. You know I don't mess up my lipstick for nothing, though. I'm going to park this big, soft booty right on your face, and you're going to eat my pussy. You're allowed to touch my butt as much as you want while you do it. Does that sound like a reason enough for you to stay the night? Oh, how sweet. You're always the cutest when you're too horny to speak. Good boy. Make sure you look around my hole first. You got me very wet already being so cute tonight. And it always feels better when you build up to it. Since you've been so good. I guess you can have permission to eat my ass too if you really want. Just don't neglect my pussy, okay? Oh, I'm so glad you understand. Yes, sweetie, just like that. Lick the whole length of me, from my clit to my crack. Yeah. Just don't forget to breathe, mister. Just look at your poor little cock. It's still stuck in your underwear. And is that pre-cum I see staining the fabric? Oh, no. I mean, such a neglectful girlfriend. I'll fix that right away for you. Damn, baby. I knew you were excited from having me sit on your face, but this is extreme even for you. Your poor little cock isn't so little, though. It's so big and hard and juicy now. I really like the way it looks, you know. I've always thought you had an absolutely gorgeous cock. I know how to make it look even more beautiful, though. A little touch of black lipstick. Mm. don't you think you should show your appreciation for me planning all these smoochies on your dick, sweetie? Perfect. We've learned so much since we started doing this. You're still a virgin. You would always just stampede straight for the clitoris or shove your dry finger up my butt. Oh, with no buildup. Now, though, you're practically the perfect lover. I think the most important thing, of course, is that you've really learned your place. Just let your dummy mommy goth girlfriend be in control of you. And your big, needy dick. You can't possibly go wrong. No, I think I've teased this poor thing enough. It's time to drink up all this delicious pre-cum I've made you leak out. Pick up the pace, sweetie. I'm more than ready to feel your tongue inside my holes. Just remember, I wanted my pussy most of all. Such a good boy you are. Your cock is twitching between my lips. Oh, but you're channeling all that frantic energy into pleasuring me. That's the hallmark of a true submissive sweetie. It's real good boy behavior. When you know I always spoil my good boy rotten. Oops. You almost got carried away there. You know the rules, though. No shooting your load until you make me come. I'm definitely close, though. Oh, you're doing a very, very good job, baby. You're being so thorough with your tongue. I don't know if not a single inch of me that doesn't being licked yet. I think you've gotten close enough now that we should be able to finish together. Doesn't that sound lovely? Now eat my pussy like you mean it. And I'll tell you when you have permission to come in my mouth. Come for me. Oh, you really are a good boy. Oh, you're going to have to crawl to me, sweetie. You made me come so hard and my legs are barely working. All I can do is roll off of you. Good boy. Let me be the big spoon, honey. You know I prefer it. And I know you do, too. After all, it's the best possible position for me to pat your head and keep you safe in my arms. We're going to have to talk about you moving in one day soon. I really do worry about you whenever you drive home alone late at night. I'd much rather you have you with me here like this. That way, I know you're perfectly safe and happy. I'm only happy when I know you're safe and happy. I guess that's why I'm so sleepy now. I feel so relaxed. It's all thanks to you, baby. Good night, my darling. I love you.